today on Holy and Great Wednesday, as we just pray together the Matins, the Orthros of Holy Wednesday, the Church puts before us two persons, two figures. One, the harlot, the woman who anointed with expensive myrrh the head of Christ before his crucifixion, and the other, Judas, one of the 12, the Iscariot, one of the apostles, one of the people who was in the inner circle of Christ. And the harlot who repented, she changed and she was saved. The tradition in the church is that she is in paradise. And Judas, one of the 12, the inner circle, an apostle, was not saved. He was given perdition. Because he didn't repent, because of his guilt, which is very destructive. And we are called to contemplate today these two figures, these two very contrasting figures, to realize our need for mercy and repentance, but also to help us understand the world a bit better, not to see certain people and judge them and gossip about them, because the harlot can be saved before us, or even worse, the harlot or the people like the harlot can be saved, and we, like Judas, may not receive the gift of the kingdom. Therefore, we are called not only to understand our need for repentance and mercy, but also to realize the need that others have of our own mercy and our own ability to help and to forgive. This is done to prepare us with repentance for the crucifixion and the resurrection. We say Kali Metania, or we wish each other blessed repentance during Holy Week, so that we may receive the risen Lord in a few days. Tomorrow in the afternoon at 3 p.m. is the service of Holy Unction, and in the evening is the service of the washing of the feet with anointing after the evening service as well. Kali Sinechia, blessed journey to Pascha.